Dits Overnight Sports.
Talks continue between the Adelaide Crows and the Swans on Jordan Dawson. Will the trade go ahead? Let's hear from Theo Dorópolis on 7 News.
The Crows seem happy to ruffle the Swans' feathers after their demands for Dawson raised eyebrows, and a cold war is now looming if they don't soften their stance. One option is a deal involving the future first-round pick Adelaide snared from Melbourne, but that's expected to be the final chance for the Swans to get something in return for the 24-year-old or risk losing him for nothing.
All right, so what can you tell us, Roy?
I know nothing.
You are getting ridiculous.
You got a weekend. It goes to next Wednesday. What are you in a rush for?
Gee.
Just give us far out.
Well, the man, you're Johnny on the spot. Tell us what's happening.
He'll play for the Crows.
Oh, righto. There's a headline tomorrow.
What do you mean?
Roo says.
Well, he picked the Crows.
Yeah, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay, all right.
It'll
happen some stage.
All right, now, just looking at Port Adelaide for the moment.
Yeah, don't worry about us. What about you? How many players you pushing out of your club?
Hey, we're ruthless, mate. We get it right.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right. What are you getting right?
Well, as we know, it looks like Laddams is on his way to the Swans.
And you didn't want that to happen?
No, I don't want that to happen. But the other one is Power Pepper. I'm a bit concerned about this. Let's hear from the footy boss, Chris Davies.
On the basis that Sam was out of our team at the end of the year and that he played mostly as a forward this year, we've given him the opportunity to have that look as well.
Now, I don't know. We know there was an off-field discretion. He was disciplined earlier in the year.
Yep.
I don't know what has happened with Sam Powell.
No, that was mental health.
Yeah, right. He, from where I sit, shouldn't have been the medical sub, needed to be out there on the field, and I hope they can sort this out. We need tough.
He can play.
We need tough, hard players like Sam Powell.
If I was West Coast Eagles, I'd be looking at him.
Yeah, all right.
Mate, there's something about him and Laddams that don't quite stack up, I don't reckon.
Mm.
They both look to me like very good long-term players.
Mm, I agree. Adam Chera is finally a Blue. He's off to Carlton.
Yeah, it's a good get by the Blues. He's a good midfielder. He's going to be a very good midfielder for them.
Blues fans will be happy. They also got George Hewitt as a free agent from Sydney.
Yep, that's happened for a little bit.
Now, Hawthorn's Tim O'Brien was linked to Port Adelaide. Anyway, he's gone to the Bulldogs.
Doggies. South Australian boy.
Yep. Now, Roo, you poured cold water on this yesterday about Cade Chandler coming from Melbourne to the Crows.
He signed
a new deal.
Did I say something? Did I?
He signed a new deal with Melbourne.
Sorry about that. Hey, what's happening with Hamish Hartlett?
Yeah, this is interesting. So he's been linked to your club, as we know, about a development role and maybe playing in the SANFL.
You know, if an AFL position doesn't come about, which unfortunately it's looking likely that I'll miss out on a spot on an AFL list, then I'm keen to keep playing at SANFL level. And the Crows have sort of got this opportunity available.
He's got plenty to offer.
Well, everyone at Port Adelaide loves him.
Yeah.
Says he's an important part of their leadership group and good for culture. So you always only as good as your people, as they say, aren't they?
Mm. In fact, Roo's just handed me a note here to say the Socceroos are currently playing their World Cup qualifier. Thanks, Roo. They're playing against Oman.
Right. Just didn't want you to miss it out.
And it even says here, Roo's written down they're going for their 11th win in a row. Now,
is that right?
78th minute. Australia leads Oman 2-1. And, Roo, this is great. Our boy, Awa Mabil, who came from Adelaide, he scored in the 9th minute. So
Who's Oman's best player, Ditz?
Mohamed Alabali.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Good defender.
Good defender?
Yeah. Anyway, Australia leads 2-1 against Oman. That's our look at sport.
Beautiful. But-